That would be
enough. Yeah. Well, I had zero discipline for a really long time, and I finally got it up to one, and now it's back down to zero.
I'm a -3.
My aggression's been at one since, like, the first episode of the entire...
You mean the same? I mean,
You blew up that ship?
Okay.
All right, roll.
Okay, let's go back to trying to roll our two of them up six.
Roll a five, let's go.
Ooh. Now we have to get 9 to get ahead of them.
That's what we need, gets 9.
Yes.
Okay.
I actually need 10 to get ahead of them. I'm assuming he gets 9.
Roll after 6 on your roll, then. Oh, that wasn't a wild die. Oh, well.
I need to start off with a 10. Best I can get on this roll is an 8 without a wild die. So. Bad.
Hey.
Bad.
Uh-oh. That's good. Roll your name. Don't leave them. Don't waste your sixes.
Oh, I need another 6 here, too.
Well. God, I'm not even getting close enough to have a fast room this time.
These are all fans.
Wow. That's a really,
Oh, awesome. Bad roll. Dude, I rolled a 2.
My was 1, 1, 2, and 6. Safe by 6.
Good thing you don't lose points for missing by like 5.
Yeah.
You don't, right?
Well, as long as you don't actually fumble.
Okay.
Was it dangerous last time? I'm like, you weren't
kidding
last week!
No, no, last time. I didn't do that.
See, being a new skill is 5 cap?
Yep.
Oh, wait, no, yours are all easier than everyone's. You can't really complain.
What do you mean, easier?
Are you nuts?
Yeah. Mine start off 10, 10, 10.
10, 11, 10, 10? I'm talking about in relation to your skill or lack thereof.
No, it's hard.
Do you have any that you can succeed on without rolling a 6 on your wild die? Okay, but you used to.
No.
Right?
No.
They just leave. True. They just leave you rolled 39 sixes on your wild die.
Well, I always put points in. You guys don't put any. That's the thing. That's the
difference. Point so four.
You get extra if you succeed by 3 or 6.
Yes.
Whoa.
All right.
Is it the last episode?
No, this is episode 5.
There's one more.
Yep. Next week's big happy fly.
Woohoo!
Next week's what?
Big happy fly.
2, 3, 4 times.
I'm just gonna try to depose the evil capture god or something.
Yeah. Alright. There we go.
Okay, I can do better than 3.
I can go 4.
Alright. Woohoo,
level 2. Hey, wow. I actually got a skill that I only needed to roll a normal 4.
No way. I don't have any of those.
You need it.
I don't have that skill.
All right. Yeah, I got a couple of sevens. I just don't have any of those skills.
Yeah, but I rolled a cross across the one.
Me too. Language wrong. Yeah.
Don't got it.
Don't know.
Darcy's package. I got it.
Must be wrong with it. I got it.
I'm going to try it.
This is on there.
Nope.
It's on
there. Okay.
Language problem, right? Nope.
It's just a trick to get you to put your points in there, and then we're going to go off to some other sector.
Ah, could be. You just want the courage.
Okay.
So damn it. I rolled like shit this time.
So this is not a dangerous week, right?
Not extremely. Actually, it always is for one person.
It'll be left for one
person. It's really for the one person who takes the transporter down.
I don't take the transporter. I gotta work it. I'm an engineer.
Why would it be dangerous for the one person?
It'll be slightly dangerous for one person.
Because someone rolls and they tire not. Because the transporter. The transporter accident. Oh my god!
Well, that's
last time it was dangerous and we didn't have any points. Almost died.
Then you have to think.
That's true. Okay, now I don't feel a point in that.
The volume?
Yep. I'm going to break into non-zero territory. I actually had a good week this week. Damn you.
I can't.
Damn you. You're probably the next one behind me.
This only gives you modified like number of spices. Unless you have number one. Well, actually,
I'm number one.
You're trying to get more trouble. I don't know.
I got more renown than everybody.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about you.
Yeah, but you also
yeah, that's all bad renown.
Minus 350.
It's bad renown, though. Like, you know, good honor and bad honor. No one knows about you and your drinking. When he starts drinking,
yeah. No, not yet. I haven't started yet.
Last week you were really moping around, like you hardly did anything.
Oh, yeah. So we just slowed.
And you still didn't do anything. They're starting to, you know, not work without more than one.
I know.
He's like three or four in a sim.
Only like once, twice.
Okay. So all four of you can make.
Mandrels?
Black roll.
Presence, skill roll. So just
wait, I might be getting a skill, so I might actually go up in one of mine. So.
This is actually a command test, but just rolling presence.
Hey,
don't worry about the skill yet.
You erased my to get skills.
Oh, I mean, like,
yeah,
on the...
Shit. I can just look at the rules that I need to make now, right? So.
Empathy or will.
Yeah, I know my rolls make us. I may go up in one of those.
Okay,
so just presence with no modifier.
Command, athletics,
yeah. Just make, you know, one wild die plus everything else.
Will or empathy?
Nope.
Or will or whatever.
I'm finally going to get an administration. So I cut it up. I'm going to learn to abuse the system.
Good for you.
For profit. And good clothes. And then there are specialties, right?
Yep.
Go bureaucratic manipulation.
Damn, I've got eight skills.
Oh, that's enough to help me anymore. That's
just two.
Alright. What?
Just presence?
Yeah. I've got six.
What are we just doing?
Well, your presence.
Wait, add them all up. Straight presence?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Can you add them all up?
No.
Six.
I can't put two again. I've got a five.
Ah! I'd break it. Add them all up.
Five. Slow your command.
What the hell was that?
Lois. Lois wins.
And he's got like a bonus for.
I don't even have a command or bonus.
I'm assuming I had to roll up.
I assume the five was yours. Huh? He said 6, 8, 5, 11, and he was counting them off.
6, 8, 5, 11.
Yeah. Basically, your command skill. plus the number of points you put into rank, plus the number of points you put into my officer over department head.
Right. No. I have 4 in rank and 1 department head, so that's 5.
How many are the rank?
Command skill.
Oh, is promotion where it says rank?
Yeah. Yeah. You have
I've got 2 points.
That's 3 plus 2 points.
Wow. Yeah, that was me, Kev.
Oh.
And, oh, and a minus 2 for every mission you put the
TV.
That's true. I don't think I've led any of this season.
See, Kev, I just put points into command and you don't know it. No, seriously, I phoned in 10 minutes ago.
Oh, did you?
All right, I feel much better now.
I think you're still bottom.
No,
because Coob's 11 and me and Wu are 8.
I did.
You've led
one
mission. That's one too many.
I got one. The skill point. That need
skill point.
Sure.
You could win until the
adventure is going in, but you need to roll from this.
Or wait till next.
So on that.
That's true.
But if you just go through your skills and the ones you don't have, you know, pick those up and then succeed in one more skill. Increase, you know, from that 0.003 chance.
Hey, that's true. I can put in a skill, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I could. It's 5 points to put in a skill?
Yeah.
Ah, 5 points.
Yeah.
It is.
Get the mission.
What?
Mission or Starship Tactics?
Starship Tactics.
See if you miss either of those by 1 or 2.
I don't know.
Because then you can get another go up and channel
the Russian attack is fun, is that one?
Not likely.
Administration and this by 3.
That won't help.
I think I.
Wait, I mine by 3.
Wait, yeah. But if I increase my Starship tactics, I would have made it by a minus 6.
Sure.
Oh.
Hey, good point. Because we rolled up. So we get Starship tactics.
You go cheap.
Well, good.
It's the only way I get you good. Getting the skill.
He's already at lieutenant junior grade.
Sure.
So he's got the shagging the captain.
What's the next rank I'm looking at after lieutenant anyway?
So
I hope that's
something. You're a full lieutenant already?
Yeah, I'm a full lieutenant.
Jesus.
I've been a full lieutenant since like season 2.
Starship Tactics
wrong is descent.
Yeah, that's because you rolled some ungodly lucky thing, right?
Yeah,
I had two guys in our roll box cars.
Yeah.
And Kevin said, don't wear it!
So
I actually let you roll 12.
By 1 of 6 now.
Oh, sure, now I rolled 11.
Okay, so that's 5 points gone.
Okay, so this is Donald's leading.
Maybe I should increase my fitness of just doing it and I won't get killed.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, yes. The only important thing is to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use it. Jeez. Not dying, having, you know, extra hit points, not having 2 hit points is really good.
You know,
it gives you a lot more.
You can raise up to 3 and raise your vitality to plus 1, right? 4 and 4. And then you have more hit points.
True. It's tough to kill at half the party.
What does Vitality do again?
Vitality
adds 4
points. Yeah. It's 4 points per edge.
For an initial edge?
Yeah, it really sucks when you die, like, you know,
oh,
you didn't count on.
Okay, well, thank you, Kevin. So, like, you can go from plus 6 to plus 7 for 4.
Yeah, but you can only go up to plus 6.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can gain new hit points on this one, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everything on it, I would need to base this.
Wait,
I renegotiate my contract!
I was watching CNN on the sports page. It said, gee, I wonder if Frank Thomas wants to renegotiate his contract now.
He's fine.
He made an idiot of himself.
Well, now he's fucked because he's injured.
Yeah.
So, and he's got performance clauses in his
right. Well, he also, so you know, like the end of season or whatever, he was like complaining that he wasn't paid enough and was
right.
And was saying he demanded to renegotiate his contract.
Right.
That would be a great time.
So, well, if he doesn't qualify for any of several awards,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
this year, which he won't because he's going to be out, mm-hmm. The White Sox can restructure his contract so that all of his salary is deferred.
Yep.
But at the same time, if they do that, then he has the right to scrap the contract and become a free agent. So
Yeah.
He won't want to do that. Market value will sink after being gone for a year.
Well, he was back to having. He had a good year last year. He had a couple of subpar years years before that.
Yeah. And then he had a good year, and then he got hurt.
Right.
So.
But he did. But yeah.
I wouldn't pay him more. Too much young talent out there.
There's a lot.
Especially if they can track a few teams.
We'll see what happens with that.
Alright, so the ship is heading towards to the planet Cyrus 4.
Cyrus 4. Is that a dog planet?
No.
Okay, serious.
And there is an Andorian colony
I'm
there.
I'm joking. That's a bad pun again.
Okay. So there's an Andorian colony there.
Andorians, those are the ones that Coop owes Coop a favor?
No.
Orion, okay. Andorians.
Who are the Andorians?
The blue guys with the antennas.
Oh.
They're the ones that we saved from the lobster.
Yeah. They're the ones that went nuts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's antennas.
Lobsters?
Oh, yeah. Lobster. You're the lobster, the same group as did the lobster.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the lobster crew, back in action.
An outbreak of and Gillies fever is ravaging the colony.
Oh, it happens.
It's just some kind of new thing.
Annihilate, you know.
Yeah, let's burn the planet and every planet within 10 light years.
Okay, that's a good idea.
It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah.
There will never be an outbreak again if we do this. Think of the good of the universe.
So before...
Okay,
we'll have to view the over truth. He doesn't think long term.
If you don't think anything, you do. Okay.
So, the Federation is...
All right, everybody in the break.
I can only trust myself. All good hands.
You've been drinking, it can happen to you.
Okay.
Dave, take over command.
So Dave can take over command.
And we still have a Dave.
So the Federation...
I don't understand these 5 things guaranteed a promotion.
Are actually, Starfleet is negotiating with the nearby Ligonians for vaccine and medical health because the Ligonians...
Happen to have some on hand?
Happens to have, well,
they're a doctor.
They're the only planet in the universe where the vaccine for this particular disease comes
from. The whole race is,
I find it suspicious that there's an outbreak, and so close is the planet with the vaccine.
Yeah. Well, at least you're not the ferry if we're far, far away.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like in every other.
Like the other stuff. Exactly. I find it terribly suspicious. Now we both leave open.
Well, you're never supposed to talk in front of the GM.
Yeah, maybe that.
How did you guys think something like that?
Gee. I got the idea from you.
That's just Juno's mission, guys.
So
the Federalities are negotiating, so we just have to go pick it up and take it to the dying people.
The captain's actually there to help in the negotiations.
Okay.
So she's
our captain?
Yes.
No.
Your captain's actually going to do something.
Going to beam shake from her quarters to the ground. Do they have impact craters in their room? Special cushioning on their launch pad? My God. They don't know what they're getting into.
But my cars don't work on it.
No. Of course they don't.
So
let's
see.
That's
who. Cool.
That would be me.
Yeah, that would be you.
So you
and your gold bikini.
So that would make you Leia.
Set up in the briefing room. Oh,
he's Leia.
No, we
part
of the
animal man. So.
He's that guy with the big tentacle on his head.
I thought he was the one chained to the captain's bed.
No.
Huh?
So that's what you know, being the medical officer.
Yeah.
And so you can impart whatever information you want to
we want to know
the crew member.
You need to know.
You don't really need to tell them.
But if you don't, you know, you'll ruin the plot of the episode and you'll lose.
Sandpoint. Hopefully this covers everything, right? Everything else.
Do we finally get to the disease one? We get to get the disease so I can finally use my excellent metabolism that I got and haven't used the entire game.
It is possible. Okay, this is a, well, to be exposed to.
Oh, shit.
I believe the correct response here is woohoo. Okay.
This sounds like I have to go to the lab.
I'm happy I actually pulled McCoy
and concoct the...
I know,
team
man, people like
it.
The episode kind of
the ship's also there.
I've never been to disease, aging, or poison.
Okay, before.
Not enough people trying to poison me. I've tried to be very annoying.
Not enough people like it.
Just so people would poison me. It hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked.
Okay, well, as I am a very open person, I will share it.
I just never picked it
up. So, this disease popped up on Cyrus 4 3 years ago. Mm-hmm.
No one just now asking for help?
It's
so one for
So
tell me one left.
For whatever reason, the bacteria that causes it only exists on this planet and the other planet.
Uh-huh.
The Ligonians came up with a vaccine last time and shared it, and it pretty much wiped out the bacteria. Except that on Cyrus 4, it mutated. And the current vaccine doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
So, the Ligonians, who originally came up with the vaccine, are talking to them because they came up with the original vaccine, they are most likely to be able to help coming up with the vaccine.
Okay, so there actually isn't one. They were trying to get them to make another one.
Right. They're trying to make a new vaccine for the mutated version of the...
So it'll infect anyone, or just those who tend to
risk? Anyone.
Oh my god.
Anyone with the DNA of the ancients?
Yep.
That's not me. I come from a whole different universe back. The cat universe.
Yeah. So she wants... The captain's going to go down to the planet to conduct negotiations.
Okay.
And she... wants to take you and, you know, a few other officers there for as a delegation.
Okay.
So, you know, you guys invite, you know, six of other people.
So. You know, I've never actually met the cat.
Now's your chance.
I'm afraid of her.
I think it'll be an honor to get to meet the captain.
Yeah, I've never met the captain either.
Yeah, okay.
At least not face to face.
You got a lot better hood on, huh? Not big boy?
I see your backside a lot, though.
I don't see anything under that black hood.
It's always dark. I don't know what she looks like. Not much. No, that's not true. We had dinner before.
That's true.
Yeah, but you can still have dinner with a hood.
Can't eat well.
Under the hood.
Okay.
She doesn't have to look at your pink nose.
Liquid diet.
She doesn't look at your pink nose. Eat a pill. It's science fiction. In the future, we should be able to eat a pill and have a full 12-course dinner. It's an everlasting gobstopper.
Everybody make computer research.
Computer research.
8. Let's just follow something higher would be better, because we don't want to encourage much.
I hope at least one of you has some
courage.
What's
that?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, the person that's going to expose themselves to the disease is to save the people.
No. This is where we have to think. Where we don't have courage, we have to think.
Yeah, you have to think your way through
it. Yeah, right.
Did someone save courage?
Oh, look at me. Not I. worth it.
Well, I know almost as many points as one of you in like little sub races. So, yeah.
So you could purge.
I have a couple of points, yes.
Okay, so you have to go down the transporter.
So you split as much as the rest of you.
Yeah. But I'm a hoolah.
Ugly bag of mostly water.
In the colony.
Yeah, well, this means that I have to go ahead and risk
this
my
life.
This
isn't even the right show to say ugly bag of mostly water.
Okay. And number three.
Really? That wasn't Star Wars?
No, Star Trek.
There is four of
them. They're called Riker, the little, like, metal crystal intelligence things called Riker. I believe that is mostly water. That's from Hitchhikers.
Yeah.
Is it originally?
Yeah.
Which is?
I believe that is mostly water. Okay, so Star Trek stole it from that?
Yep.
That's because of little Michael.
Alright, so Cyrus 3 is a Class M planet. It is cold and icy.
Icy!
It is populated primarily by Andorians. It is a Federation colony.
But Andorians were founding race.
So Class M is what they're like.
Yep.
And resources include raw ore. What kind of ore?
Raw.
Oh, okay. Not the
Starbase 14 is in ore. Starbase 14 is in orbit. Oh. The star is a red giant.
Wait, what kind of research are you doing on the stars?
What kind of research is
this?
Okay.
Hey, that could solve our problem.
That could.
We are an interested.
Let's kill everyone that says Jesus guy. We'll be alive again without a virus.
Lugonians are really generic to stat and everything people. A plus one strength and a plus one willpower.
Oh, wow.
No psychic abilities.
So the planet with the Andorians doesn't have a native species, but the Ligorians are a different native race?
Yeah,
but the Ligonians are the natives of Ligon 2.
Okay.
Slides. They are slightly larger in height and girth than humans.
But they're not space travelers because they didn't develop it themselves. Okay, they didn't develop themselves, but they don't have the presence on other planets.
Not really.
They are apparently very good at medical science.
They have like low level work.
And they have, but they have very low technology.
See, doctors race.
Yep.
The whole race. Doctors,
surgeons. Common traits. Although brave in the face of opposition, they have a superiority complex that makes them difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
They also have a tradition of counting coups.
Is there any race in the Star Trek universe that doesn't have a tradition of superiority?
Let's counting coups. I've heard the phrase a number of times, so I have no idea what it actually means. The Native Americans used to do it, where they'd sneak into camp and like scalp somebody and run off with it. Well, actually, not scalp somebody. It's just that they'd go up and sneak up and touch them and run back. And that was a big deal.
You're showing your superiority.
Yeah. So those one-upmanship
Have a history of distance.
By this tradition, it's a series of one-upmanship with your selected opponent. This tradition involves theft and social embarrassment until your opponent yields. Killing your opponent is heavily frowned upon. Counting coups should not be confused with challenges. Challenges involve political decisions and are often to the death. Challenging your counting coup opponent is viewed as a sign of weakness. Two primary weapons are the staff and the mace.
I didn't call it mace before.
The Ligonian mace is a metal glove where the hand is covered by a large metal ball.
Oh, are those the
At
ones
one end of the ball is a thick hook used for ensnarement.
These are the ones that, like, Tasha Yar
the ball?
Yeah.
Okay. The ball is covered by spine.
Wow, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that.
The ball is covered by spines coated with an alkaline poison causing death in seconds.
Oh, another forgettable episode for me.
No way, man. Tasha Yar.
Eric has all the Tasha Yar episodes in the drive.
Actually, it's that I only watched the first season. I didn't watch it after that, so I can remember the first season.
Ligonians bear strikingly resemblance to humans of African origin. It is believed that they are descendants of the Sakani.
Right, so they brought in the evil doctor for the second season, so...
The evil doctor?
One who used to be on like the original series for a couple episodes. Season 2 doctor. Season 2 is always the same. So I stopped watching the show.
Okay.
But, season 1.
Season 2 doesn't always...
The guy that they got into problems because
So they got the evil doctor.
Well, the chief that was the head political guy had a harem, and his like wives were jealous of each other and stuff like that. And so they pulled in Pashiyar to challenge one of them to basically so that one of them could kill the others. It's not unlike the Ponfar episode in a strange way in the original series. All involves poison, been involved like poisoning each other and hitting each other with a glove.
You know, I vaguely recall this episode.
And all the bad little set and African Americans sitting there in like African robes watching the fight. Two women cat
fight. Okay, very interesting.
Okay. So I'll be happy to help with the stuff.
So okay. Us three, we'll stay on the ship while you go down and conduct.
So what are we doing?
We're going along with the captain as part of the
Delegation. Okay, so, like, she's going to beam down first, and then we're going to beam down, so she can't fit in the transport.
You need all six tubes, right? So
yeah, exactly.
I assume we're wearing dress uniforms or something?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Invested?
Yeah.
Normally, you would not be carrying equipment. Okay. Lose the uniform, normally, you would be carrying phasers.
Nothing? Okay. Nothing? Just uniforms?
Yeah.
All underwear.
Okay. I don't need to bring anything but my good looks.
Underwear.
My captain Rapon. Oh, yeah, I want some Dremel. Oh, I want this. Some latex. Latex shims.
Just in case I get tired.
Those are our requisitions. Our requisition is gravity and Kevin, he wants stints.
So. Yes.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. What?
Can I have some stints too?
No.
Damn. Sorry, man.
Why not?
You know what I was trying for you. What? How about Shannon? Be a pal. Give him the wolf.
Sure, we can have all my stems if you want.
Okay.
Damn.
What'd she say? She said okay.
Okay. So you have to ask one.
You don't have it.
Could you give him some?
If you wanted them.
Hey, you want some stems?
No.
For your friend?
No.
You don't want some stems for your friend?
They're just dangerous and addictive.
What?
No, so the other reason you're here, you're here on this planet to negotiate with Ligonians and to enforce the quarantine on this planet.
Enforce the quarantine on this planet?
On this planet?
Yeah.
This is not the planet with the...
As in, like, not let someone from the bad planet
go to the other planet.
I thought
we were
going to this planet. You're actually going to this planet.
Sorry.
Oh, all right.
Oh, we're all the Stargate now?
We're all fine.
You're not going to start.
Oh, okay, good, because the captain doesn't do well in gravity.
Okay, so we're all going to the Starbase, but there are Ligonians here that we're negotiating with?
The Ligonians are coming to the Starbase.
Okay, they're sending a medical delegation or something to help work on it? Or?
They're sending...
Well, I assume they're working on it.
To negotiate.
Okay.
Okay, and the people from the sick planet are not allowed up on the Starbase.
Yeah, they're all allowed to leave. People are not allowed, you know.
So... our starship, if any ships start coming up on the planet, we're supposed to shoot them out of orbit?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. You leave Dave in command.
No, we leave a Judai Redshirt in command.
No, Pickering.
No.
He'll kill anyone who gets off the ship.
He's sick.
Yeah. But even sick, he's got better Judai.
Okay, so you beam onto the starbase.
And we see...
Just such a destructive personnel.
Okay,
can I say it? Any of them?
Does the captain be able to bring over quarters on the starbase?
Oh, the queen is? Excellent.
Do we
meet the captain?
Yes.
Ah!
He goes to the transport. Captain's there. She looks at you funny.
I introduced them to each other.
The question is, can you walk into the transporter room?
Yeah, the door opens. Does it say, like, you know, can we room limit, occupancy limit exceeded?
What's going on here?
This is an honor, sir.
You sneaked out for sure over here.
I'm reading your name, tranquilizers instead of sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
Can you get some tranquilizers?
No.
We're leaving him behind.
This is shock. Shock. Shrek.
Is that the real captain?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. You said no, right?
I was thinking you meant.
Shrek.
Sure.
Shrek.
No, I'm the captain.
Oh yeah, that's the real captain.
Okay.
And she looks like Shrek.
What's your present?
Yeah, probably four.
What's she seen now? Pig like you.
That's better than sport. That was a good looking pig, man.
Oh, pig!
So, pigs are cute.
It's a dominant pig.
See, babe? Yeah, but you know, when babe grows up, he's just fat.
I'm not
big bad mama.
Yet.
You have. You're not
piglet. Sure I am. In my culture,
maybe
cool. I'm equivalent to.
What's your fitness?
Four.
You're big.
He's got like four across the board.
Well, my max is six.
Then you'd be really big.
Is he very big?
Calm down. That
looks silly. Alright, you go on transporter. Transporter over to Starlight.
No malfunctions?
No malfunctions. This is the ship's transport, not the shuttle.
Okay. Nothing wrong with the shuttle.
Let's take the shuttle.
Shuttle.
I asked the captain how she likes the captain jet that I designed for her.
She hasn't used it yet. We're the ones.
Maybe she's used it. I don't know what she does in her spare time.
This is very nice. And compliments you on the clean line, and obvious care taken.
Tell her when you're offering it, the third switch from left, never hit that. That red button.
What does it
never
do?
Never hit that red button.
What does it do? What am I exactly doing?
Never hit this one. It might be like the end of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That's funny. I signed that up. It's a please do not purchase button again.
Okay, so we're on the Starbase.
Yep, you're on Starbase. It's the Starbase built and moved.
And they have transporter technology on the Andorian thing, so they could just teleport directly here, and we wouldn't be able to stop it if they were trying to break quarantine.
You have shields.
But they're not up, right?
Well, these shields are usually. Yeah, they're usually up.
Oh, we're all dead. We hit the shields.
Low power.
Okay. So we don't have any. There's no risk of them breaking quarantine without us having a knowledge of it.
Probably not. You never know. Still lick anything while you're here.
Well, they're, you know,
I go lick
all members of the Federation.
I got a rough tongue, too.
And I'm contaminated.
So I take care. I got resistance.
So that just don't like me. not enough people like me.
Okay. I don't have resistance.
Aha! So you do.
So where are we doing, boss?
Shouldn't you be assigning us to do something?
So
we're doing. So
okay.
Anything.
So 1 hour later, the Ligonians arrive.
We're gonna discuss this over dinner. I know this.
Yeah,
that's gonna get killed. Over. So that's gonna get killed afterwards.
It'll be a challenge involving a poison ball.
But I can't eat weird food anymore because Kevin took away my cultural flexibility.
That's true. I'm popped up on Dramamine, so I feel fine.
I feel fired.
You're gonna run down.
Yeah.
I look forward to some weird food.
Because I got your cultural flexibility. Kevin took it from you and gave it to me.
It's okay, I'm flexible in other ways.
So Gogi comes up to Starbase and docks. You guys go.
You do it the old fashioned way. You actually dock.
You go over to the dock and form. You don't want your uniform.
And
the door, like the box, is just color open.
At least I get cool blue medical.
Yeah.
What are we color? We
someone rolls out a red carpet.
But we're in red, aren't we?
We're red.
We're red.
We're yellow.
No, we're red.
Engineering? I thought engineering was gold.
Yeah, I think engineering
yellow.
Yellow. Not in the next generation?
It wasn't Jordan always gold?
Jordan
always
gold. Jordan was red.
Everyone
was
red.
It was gold. Yellow. Okay. Well, I'm yellow then.
The only operation
was
blue.
Okay.
Yeah, blue was in the original. That's what Spock were.
Right. Spock and McCoy were blue.
Yeah.
But what was science in the new series?
I don't know. The doctor trick was blue. I think science might have been lumped in with
it. It didn't really have science. They didn't have a science officer in the next generation.
Probably whatever medical blue is called.
Yeah. Blue.
Or unless I'm wearing weird non...
So we're both gold.
Unless I'm wearing a weird counselor outfit.
Wait, what's happening here? No cut counselor outfit. Oh, no. We're late in the season.
Okay. Oh, that's right. It's late.
We've got to wear a real uniform. But so,
she looks better in the real uniform.
Captain,
yeah,
she's green, right?
So,
let's only
look at something else. No, Captain's wearing, I think,
red
uniform.
Red.
Red.
Okay, so we got red, blue. Red?
Blue.
Blue,
red, gold, gold.
So we have two golds, two blues, and then the captain in red. That's a nice color pattern. Very symmetric.
Okay.
And so how do you want us to stand? The captain in the brown or so?
You are.
I do not want the gold on one side.
Color to one side, or do you want
to split? You want to mix and you want to
you want symmetrical, right? Yeah. Not like you.
So I assume like blues color on the inside, and then there's golds on the outside.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. But I'll be calling open.
Actually, that formation may be too aggressive.
Everyone. No, he's only shooting at one of you. Well, that's the person who's have courage.
Yeah. I think that formation may be too aggressive. It's like a wedge. We're in the wedge pattern, eh?
And wedge made it through all three series. Yeah.
It's aggressive, man. Then we take
the wrong way.
So, like, a guard comes down, rolls out a red carpet, and then, like, six big burly guards. With like, you know, the traditional maces, whatever they use.
Okay.
They step out, careful not to step on the carpet, and like light up on the side of them.
Okay.
Yep, be careful with those things.
Yep. And then three people come out with a woman and two guys.
So these are the fourth Lodagonians.
So.
And one of them had a scar. That's how you tell he's evil.
Oh, really?
Good point.
Otherwise, yeah, otherwise. Because we have the same people from the
other place. Oh, okay.
Which one has a scar?
Like the number two of the husband and the two.
It used to be number one of
them. No. We did that little thing in the other place. There's no
man.
Keep telling them more stuff about the episode, Eric.
They really like the color gold. Or yellow. Whatever I'm wearing. You don't remember.
They love blue.
You are purple.
You are. That's why they left her.
Okay. So she said, I'll lift him a quarter and then tonight they'll be over soon.
Okay.
So. That's pretty much all you guys can see.
Okay.
That's a loser.
Can I go check the engineering?